Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Thursday, November 5th, and it's raining in Seattle. I know some of you are laughing at that, but we did have an amazing summer, and now we're into fall, and we have some raindrops today. But anyway, today our very special guest is Miss Madeline Victoria. And Madeline grew up in the deep south of Texas, performing for the first time in public during a local Christmas pageant at age 5. Wow. She continued performing and singing throughout her youth at local competitions and pageants, earning awards and recognition as one of the area's top young performers. Her songwriting career began at age 13 after becoming the lead vocalist at her church. So we have lots to talk about today, so I'd like to welcome in Miss Madeline Victoria. Hello, Madeline.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just enjoying the weather here in Texas right now.
Oh, how is it there today?
It's really nice. You know, the temperature is perfect. Humidity is down. You know, we have a lot of humidity down here in South Texas being near the Gulf of Mexico, but it's really nice right now.
Perfect. I know you guys have had your issues with flooding and massive rain and
I know. It's been crazy and you know, I'm thinking about the families that, like, you know, are going through that right now. But
right.
Yeah, we're Texans though, we'll overcome it.
You guys are tough, right?
Yeah.
So my dear, you started out your career at just being a baby, age 5. That's amazing.
Yes, it was just something that, you know, I've always loved and just something that came naturally to me, and my parents saw that in me at such a young age, and it's just been awesome.
Gosh, that's, I mean, just 5 years old and then 13. That is just so awesome.
Yes, like you said, since I was 5 and started singing, you know, different talent shows and sing. Also, my mom, you know, taught me how to sing the national anthem when I was that young, and I would sing for different little events. And there was a very minor league, you know, sporting a baseball team here in South Texas, and so I would sing the national anthem. I believe the first time I was about 8 years old when I got on the field and sang the national anthem, and from there, you know, it's been nonstop.
Wow, you know, when you have it, right? And parents always see so much in especially children. And when you have that gift,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, it's just been a blessing.
Absolutely. Well, seeing that you started your career so young, I bet you don't really get nervous on stage, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, people ask if I do, but yeah, you're right. I never do. I if anything, I get you know, when I'm preparing to go on stage, I get a little anxious, like, you know, I really want to, okay, let's get out there, or I got to see, you know, what's going on, how's the sound, and I'm just worried about, you know, my performance and thinking about what I'm going to be doing up there, and I'm focused, so, but nervous about not being up, like, you know, not wanting to get up there, or, you know, shaking, and no, that really doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, that's great. And I know that you've opened for some really, really big names in country, and I'll let everybody know just a few. Easton Corbin,
yes.
Tracy Lawrence, Kevin Fowler, Clay Walker, Josh Thompson, Dustin Lynch, oh my gosh, Zach Brown, Charlie Daniels Band. Oh my gosh, tell us what that was like, Madeline.
Oh, it's been such a blessing. You know, I'm from this small town here in deep south Texas, and also from a big region called the Rio Grande Valley, and we have a radio station down here that brings these acts down, and a lot of, you know, promoters that bring these acts down, and being able to be selected and them wanting to have me open up the show for them and share the stage with them, it's just been a big blessing and really preparing me for future events, I believe, you know, I'm such a small scale here, but, you know, being able to prepare on the big concert stages and, you know what goes on behind stage and how to do those kind of shows and prepare my band for that. It's just been kind of like a little, I believe, preparation for something that's, you know, bigger to come. Because usually what I've read, you know, people are starting off, and I do still play around here in the bars and whatnot and different little honky-tonks and dance halls. But being able to do so many big concert like settings and stages and whatnot, it's been, wow, like a whole another level of performing, and it's just been awesome.
That is so amazing. I absolutely love Zach Brown and the Charlie Daniels Band so much, and
yes,
I just can't imagine
too.
How exciting that must have been for you.
Yes, Zach Brown was so sweet and really nice and encouraging. You know, he didn't talk too long. Actually, I got a little starstruck when I first saw him. I keep my cool and I want to talk to them about, you know, certain things and ask them advice. But for some reason with Zach Brown, I was backstage and I was getting ready and we had a little room for us and my family. And I saw him in the distance kind of like, because this was a big arena. It's called, right now I believe they're changing sponsors, but it's an arena here in Hidalgo, Texas. And I saw him from a distance and I felt like I was still looking at him. And my dad was like, Maddie, he's waving at you, you know, wave back, you're being rude. And I didn't see him waving. I was just looking at him like, what? So I waved back quickly and he just laughed. He laughed at me and just kind of went on.
Oh, my gosh, that's hysterical.
Yes, it was so funny. And then right before we went on to perform, we took some pictures with him. And then he gave me just a few words of encouragement, get out there and do your thing. And that was just, you know, very few words, but very profound. And it was awesome.
That is so awesome. And something like that just stays with you in your heart forever, right?
Yes, totally.
Oh my
so
God,
it stays, funny. Yes.
That is so awesome. Wow.
It was a great experience.
So you write all of your own songs, Madeline?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
So the majority of all my songs are all written by myself, and also my brother helps me out a lot as a co-writer. And with now that we're the newer songs that I have are he's a co-writer in that. And also this past year we started getting into the songwriting little circle in Nashville. We're starting to get out there, so it's been awesome. But majority of the time, you know, I'm here in my room or I'm in my backyard looking out to the pasture in my home, and I'm just inspired to write, and I write and by myself, and it's just something that I love. But like I said, I do have my brother join in and chime in on my songs. He's a very talented young man, and he's my guitar player too, my picker on stage, and it's just so awesome to have that.
That's really, really great. Wow.
Yes.
I was going to ask you where you get your inspiration for songwriting, but I can imagine being in Texas and just like you said, Madeline, looking out at the pasture and the ideas must just flow, and that's where you come up with these beautiful, really meaningful tunes.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, I definitely, the scenery and the nature and traveling, you know, whenever I'm on the road and I see, you know, just the scenery of Texas is just something so inspiring. And also just getting to know the people also on the road and meeting different people and any little words or any things that their story or something that they could say to me about their lives also inspires me to write. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I think it's really cool that your brother is right there with you writing songs and, like you said, playing the guitar.
Yes, it's just something that I've been blessed to do, and thank God for it. And, you know, I know he enjoys it too, and it's something that he's always loved. And music is really, you know, our lives, and it's just been awesome and such a blessing.
Now, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
It's just me, my younger brother. He's and that's yeah. So that's what we have each other. He's 3 years younger than me. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been
you guys get
so awesome.
To travel a lot.
We do, you know, for the most part, we do. You know, just little by little. I book myself right now. You know, I'm looking at different booking agencies, but I'm starting to get out more into northern Texas. And anytime that I, you know, throughout my life, I've been traveling for little different things. You know, when I was 16, I'd always travel to Dallas. I lived in Dallas for about 2 years and traveling back and forth, going to Nashville for the past 2 years as well. And then, you know, now that I'm starting to book myself even more in the northern part of Texas and Texas is huge, and, you know, and I've always missed the opportunity to get out there just because, you know, I've been focusing on my region here and really building my fan base here at home. And then now, you know, it's starting to spread out more. And I'm super excited now with the single and people all over hearing it. You know, they're asking, when are you going to come over here and perform? And you know, when are you going to get out here? But eventually soon, you know, I'll get out there. But, yeah, for the most part, we do travel and travel together as a whole family. And it's always been a family thing for me. And I see it as a good way to keep me grounded and to, you know, in this industry. Yeah, because in this industry, it could get crazy. And you know, things that I've even seen on the smaller scale, I'm sure, you know, things that happen on a bigger scale out there and the big time, you know, and it's just something that I'm blessed for and, you know, just something that I love.
Absolutely. And that family support, I mean, is just so important. And then to be able to, like you just said, Madeline, honestly, keep you grounded, that speaks for itself. That's perfect, really.
Yes, yes.
So your latest single with Star One Records and MTS is He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. Wow, what a cool hit.
Thank you.
So did you and your brother write that song together, my dear?
That one, actually, I did, you know, on my own sort of, even with the music, I play guitar as well when I songwrite. But this one was about, I play guitar, but not necessarily to perform with. I leave that to my, he's way better than me, and I feel like, you know, me performing with him gives the people a better sound. You know, they can hear it a lot better than if I was playing the guitar. But, I wrote this one about 4 years ago, so it took me, you know, not too long to write it, but I had the idea of this because going to dancing in the dance halls and not, you know, I go out there to perform, but I also love to dance and I love to two-step and line dance over here in Texas, you know, like a lot of other Texans do. And I know that's why a lot of people, and not only in Texas, but everywhere can relate to this, this song, you know, going out dancing or going out and having a good time and then just seeing that one guy that either you have seen before and you're just so attracted to each other and you just want to dance the night away with each other. So yeah, it's just something a lot of people lately, and now with the single out even more, have messaged me or told me they love the song, and they told me how much they could relate to it. And when they say, you know, that's my song, you know, thank you. And then I think, oh man, you know, that's so awesome. That's why I do what I do, and that's why I wrote it for everyone out there. And I'm just glad people are enjoying it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
What would you say is, what's the best piece of advice that you have gotten so far in your career, Madeline?
You know, I have talked to, for example, I see Charlie Daniels, you know, talked to me a lot about the career and how rough it can get and never give up. You know, that's usually basically what I hear from everybody. Charlie Daniels, let's see, another gentleman, Josh Thompson, he's a really great man, and also in there to never give up. Randy Rogers' band is another one where, you know, he told me about my songwriting, you know, never, if it's write about what you love, in other words, and never give up. So those are the words that just keep repeating. And also, I talked to a gentleman from a band called the Turnpike Troubadours, and they are, they're a rising Texas band. Actually, they're from Oklahoma, but they're in the Texas music scene, and they're doing so good. They have so many followers on Facebook, and their concerts are just sold out all the time here in Texas.
Wow.
And they're getting out to a lot of different places. And right now, you know, I've been to so many of their concerts, and also had the opportunity to share the stage with them as well. I had a show with them. But the first time that I met the band, we were out in west of Fort Worth, so that's really out there, and we went to go see them perform. And I got to meet him, the lead singer and the writer, the songwriter of the band. His name is Evan Felker, and he told me a lengthy little word of advice, and he told me just to keep doing what I'm doing, even though, you know, sometimes it may not seem in the beginning that, you know, you have a lot of followers, or, you know, you can sing at a bar and you only have five people listening, or, you know, people that appreciate it. You know, that's just the way it goes, and people will start to tell you, oh, you know, start to do this way, start to sing that way. Or you know, change your sound, but you have to stay true to yourself and keep doing what you're doing until you win the people over, and the masses will come, whether, you know, when if you have that right idea. So
I like that.
Yes. So I took his words to heart, and very talented gentleman, and I'm just, man, I just, you know, use that with me every time, you know, I have a gig where, you know, not every every artist can agree with me that not every gig is going to be the best one, but, you know, with advice like that, it just keeps me going.
That's fantastic. That's good with whatever anybody does out there, you know, in life. I think that's really great advice, you know.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So who would be your dream person to be up there on stage with?
That would be George. I was like, right away, I already know.
I know,
Strait.
I can tell.
Yes. George Strait would be the ultimate duet for me, I guess you could say, and singing with him. I've looked up to him my whole life. I was a little girl listening to his music. My dad was a big fan. So, you know, because of his influence, my dad loved his stuff. And when I got into songwriting, I thought to myself, and at the time that I started songwriting, I heard a little interview of George Strait. I took that to heart, his advice about a song and writing a song or picking out a song. You know, he picks his own songs when he's out there recording, and he has a very a big say in that, along with his producers and his label and all that, and his manager. He has a big say in what songs he's going to sing. So he always looks for, first, I believe it was, he'll actually hear the tune of the melody. And if that's not good enough, then he's not going to listen to anything else. So if that's good enough, then he'll listen to, I believe, the music, and then the lyrics are last. Like, you know, but if not all of that is together, if not all of it forms and something's missing in that formula, then he won't sing it. So I've written, ever since I heard that, like, you know, the words come out of his mouth, hearing that, and that's from George Strait, I gotta listen to that. So I've been writing that way ever since then. And also, you know, big concert was to see him my senior year. I went, actually prom was scheduled the same night as his big concert here. And, I was like, I'm not going to prom. I'm going to go see George Strait. And that was my plan. But for some reason it was rescheduled. My prom was rescheduled. I didn't ask anybody. Nobody even knew, you know, what was going on, but it was rescheduled. I got to do both, but, it was an amazing experience, and just to have him, it's weird, though, that I see him, the way I see him, kind of like a father figure. He reminds me of my dad. I don't know what it is about him, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, it's somebody that I really would love to take advice from, and really, man, my dream is to have him as my mentor, so not my mentor, you know, someone to sing on stage with, and that's my ultimate dream, and that would be, I can't wait, you know, I can't wait for that day. I stay positive and it'll happen.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I totally agree with you on that, my dear. Stay positive. And
aww.
You know what? It will happen, because you're a young lady with mega talent, and I know that you're going to go far. I mean, just to sit down and listen to what you have to offer and, you know, the words and the lyrics to your music is just absolutely beautiful, you know, and you're in a really good place right now. You got good representation, and you know, you're getting your name out there. And like you said, you know, it might come a little slow at times. We all have peaks and valleys in everything that we do. But I agree with you. I think the key is to stay positive and get your name out there as much as you can, and especially with social media today, right?
Yes, it's so helpful, you know. It's a really good thing, and I could talk to so many people now, and it's a lot easier, and it's just something really great. But and thank you so much for all your kind words. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So why don't you do me a favor, and could you let everyone know, Madeline, where they can find you online?
Yes, of course. They could go to Facebook, and they could either, you know, if they're going to search the search bar, they could just type my name, Madeline Victoria. I have reached my friend limit on my personal page. But, you know, they can always give me a like on my you know, music page, my fan page, and that would be greatly appreciated, because I'm always on there just as much as my other one, and always being in contact with everybody. And also my website, which is under construction right now, sort of. You know, we're trying to get that site up in a different design, but it's MadelineVictoriaMusic.com, and you can go there and see, you know, when I'm playing. Also, Reverb Nation, I put that up there, all the shows, and also my Facebook. So anywhere on social media you want to just search Madeline Victoria, I'll pop up.
Oh, that's great. And it must be really cool to interact with your fans, right?
Yes.
And
Yeah.
You know, when they tell you, oh, I just, this song meant so much to me, I really could connect with it, and I really love it. And that must be a big source of inspiration for you as well.
Oh, definitely. I always like to say, you know, this is a relationship that you have with the fans is everything to an artist. And, you know, the reason why we do what we do and it's for the people. And it's crazy how, yeah, we do this for ourselves, but, you know, I have this longing to just get out there and meet so many people and have them, you know, listen to my stuff and want to help so many people and want to inspire people as well. Because, you know, what I'm doing, anybody can do if it's within,
right.
Like, you know, in their hearts and you know, being able to meet people. I like to say, you know, they're not just fans, they're my friends, especially now with the social media. And it's just so great.
I love that. That's so awesome. Well, do you have plans? Like, when's your next big gig?
I have some shows this weekend here locally. I have one tomorrow on Port Isabel, and then Brownsville on Saturday, and also during the day in Harlingen. And then the next weekend I'll be in San Antonio. I'll be playing in San Antonio on Friday and Sunday as well. And the following weekend back again. And I believe, I'm not sure exactly what little town it is, but it's a place called On the Rocks. I'll be there and around the San Antonio area. And it's literally, I believe it's On the Rocks. There's a real hilly and rocky place up there in San Antonio, and that's where this restaurant is. We'll be playing at On the Rocks. And,
great.
Yeah, I'm super excited. We might get a show in December with the Eli Young Band. I hope, you know, that goes through. And then also in going into the new year, there's I don't know if you're familiar with Aaron Watson. He's a really great artist here in Texas, but we're going to be doing a rodeo with him. And I'm super excited about all the shows, so hope to see a lot of people out
there.
That's
great. It sounds like you have a lot going on, my dear. That's awesome.
Yes, I'm excited. And my first radio tour, too, in January, so yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
well, I
I'm
will make
excited.
Sure that I post some more information online, especially on Twitter, about you and where they can find you and everything. But it was such a pleasure to meet you. You are just awesome, and you do have so many fans. You really do, even all the way out here in Seattle.
Oh, yay, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and it was great to meet you as well.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Yes, yes, Miss Catherine, thank you.
You're welcome. You go and have a great day, and best of luck to you. You're going to be just amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. So again, everyone, that was Miss Madeline Victoria, and that's Madeline Victoria, and you can search her online. She is, like she said, on Facebook, social media, Twitter, and she's just an amazing young lady. And I would definitely encourage you to check out her new song. It's really, really good. He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. So that's her latest single with Stall One Records and MTF. So again, I'd like to thank Miss Madeline for joining me today, and thanks everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do, and go out and have a great day today. Thanks again, everyone. Bye.